Welcome to Ram and Goat Astrology. I am Laura Lee Lotto, and I am here with you with our second episode of The Rambling Ram. Helena and I are working diligently on stuff in the background for our new Patreon account, and we are creating in-depth classes and courses, and it has been a blast to dive in even deeper. Our upcoming class that we have coming out is on the nervous system, and we have been talking about that in our podcast. We just recorded an interview with Lizzie, and she is a nervous system coach and regulator, helping you to regulate, and it was such a great interview with her. So we thought we would take that even deeper because we feel this is something that we all need to understand a little bit more about, understand what our symptoms are, what they look like, and how to work with that, how to work with that energy, how to work with our specific triggers, how to learn what our body needs, how to get into our body. And that's what we talked about in the podcast with Lizzie when we interviewed her. And we were taking an astrology point of view for our course that we're loading into Patreons. Full circle. I love it when that happens. As I was thinking today about what I wanted to chat about on the Rambling Ram episode, I was kind of searching to see what bubbled to the top, what hit of inspiration was going to show up. I really think I want to emphasize solar return readings. This is something I return back to and refer back to over and over and over. I'm constantly looking at my solar return chart to remind myself of that assignment that I was given that year. It's not like you're just handed a curriculum when you're at school and that's it. You look at it once and you're done. You got to keep going back to the curriculum to see what chapter we're on right now, what assignment this is this week, right? Anybody who's gone to school of any kind, whether it's college or, you know, high school or whatever, you were given a class information handout. I don't know if they still do it in a physical form nowadays. Maybe it's digital. But when I went to school, we got paper. We were handed this, sometimes stapled together, sometimes just a front and back. But it was your curriculum for the year, what you were going to be covering for that year in that particular class. And a solar return chart is that. I have used it so much since discovering it. And I really only discovered it probably about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. My time frame gets a little skewed with kids. So about 3 years ago, it was right around Saffron, yeah, that I really started to discover what a solar return chart was and how powerful of a tool it can be. And now I almost can't do readings without checking into a solar return chart, especially with specific questions that people have, because it tells the timing of things. It tells you, is this something you're supposed to be working on and putting attention on this year? Or is that not where the energy is? Maybe we want it to be where the energy is. Maybe that's our natal energy. Maybe that was our assignment last year. But this year, it's not in that realm. And it's actually over here where we have to dig in deep and explore our own self or whatever the situation is. And I'm referring back to it for various reasons. A, to remind me of my financial flow. What is my financial flow? The last several years, I was actually just looking at my solar return not too long ago. The last several years, my financial flow has very much been, well, for lack of a better description, blocked. It has been hard. It has been kind of stagnant. It has been, in general, just challenging. Saturn has been very present in my life the last few solar returns when it comes to my finances, whether he is tightly conjunct with Venus like he was 2 years ago in the second house of finances. There was just not going to be any kind of financial stuff that day that or that year. That just wasn't. If Saturn is having this hard conversation with Venus in the second house, Saturn is restriction. He just makes things be restricted for various reasons. It's not just because he likes to restrict stuff. It's usually because we have to focus, or we have to be disciplined, or we have to learn how to do something differently. So we need to focus on that. And that's what I was learning these last couple of years. And my solar return chart helped so much with understanding that. It doesn't always make it easy to deal with, but at least I know what the energy lesson is for myself that year. I know that it's on the curriculum. I go, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be working hard on. This is what I'm supposed to be creating a foundation around. And with using this energy, right? So the last couple years has been quite challenging for me in a number of ways, specifically with finances and career. And it's something I've been aware of. And I am really going back to those curriculums to understand what I was supposed to be learning and if I did learn it or if I maybe need to learn it differently this time. So I've gone back years and years. I've even gone back to when I was 15. And I don't know if you guys had one of those teen years, whether it was 13 or 15 or 17, but one of those years where you just would like to not really visit again, right? It was just tough. There was a lot of hard lessons. That was my year for 15. And I went back to my solar return assignment for 15. Wow. I was 41 when I did this. This was just last year. And I remember thinking of my 15-year-old self and all of the stuff I was going through. And I remember thinking how much compassion was needed for this little girl and the assignment she was given that year. Oh, it was a tough one. I would not wish that solar return chart on anybody, even if they're 51, let alone 15. And now from this perspective, I can have such a different take on it and offer myself compassion in a new way that I never could before. I never had this information before. And I've been able to go back to those years, those specific years in your life where you're like, maybe we just like cross that one off. Let's just not. And I'm going back to those years and I'm going back to those assignments and those curriculums and I'm looking at that energy and I'm looking at what I was given as a task to learn that year. And I am able to have so much compassion, so much healing and understanding taking place because I know it wasn't something I was doing wrong. There was nothing wrong with me. It was nothing wrong with my relationship with my mom that year or the struggles I had with male authority figures that year with work or finding jobs. There was nothing wrong. That was the assignment. I was showing up. I was working with the energy I was gifted, and I was doing the best I could with the chaos or the restrictions or the expansiveness or whatever Jupiter or Saturn or Venus were doing that year. And holy man, life-changing perspectives, life-changing perspectives to go back and look. And then to be able to now, as I just entered into a new solar return, I'm only 2-3 weeks in. What am I? 3 weeks in. 3 weeks today, I'm in a new solar return energy. So just brand new. And oh, I am loving it. I am loving it. Even though there's been challenges. There's been things thrown at me that I'm like, wow, okay, we've got this now. We had a whooping cough, and then we had went on a trip, and then we had Easter break, and then we had got chicken pox, and then it's just been kind of one thing after another. But I am handling it differently. My energy is different. Since the day before my birthday, I felt it. And sure enough, I looked back at my solar return chart, and it happened March 28th this year, day before. And I feel like I was a snake that shed its skin. Right, a crab that came out of its shell, whatever analogy. I was a caterpillar in a cocoon, and now, ooh, my wings are out, and I am drying them off, and I feel like I'm ready to fly. I'm just resonating differently. I'm tuned in to a new vibration and I'm loving it. It was a tough year for me last year, postpartum. My little baby just turned one last week. My first baby will turn 15 next week. And I'm 3 weeks into my solar returns. So this is a big shift. This boom, boom, boom. 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks for me personally. And seeing what my baby's solar return is, seeing what my first baby's solar return is, knowing where what we're exiting and what we're entering, and being able to help them through that, whether it's a 12-month-old or almost 15-year-old, it's so nice to have that tool. And this is something I'd like to teach to others. So it's something that I'm passionate about working with. This is why I use the Cosmic Mama Collective to connect with other like-minded mamas who want to learn tools. They want to utilize tools. And human design is a tool. Gene keys is a tool. Astrology is a tool. Aromatherapy is a tool. Reiki is a tool. Hypnosis, mindfulness practices, nervous system, somatic regulation, all various tools for us to deal with this 3D heavy reality that we live in. One of the tools that I'm choosing to use this year is laughing. I have to laugh because my life is insane and I just got to laugh at it. Because if I don't, I'm going to fall apart and I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to laugh because it's really comical. So I got to tell you guys a story. The day of the solar eclipse. The day of the solar eclipse. This was taking place opposite of my natal Saturn. So again, my planet of karmic hard work that I came here to do. And for me, that's in the middle of the house of children. Imagine that. This solar eclipse happened opposite that particular planet to the exact degree. The day of the eclipse, I woke up with no voice. I'm talking complete and utter laryngitis. There was nothing. I could whisper. But there was no other sound. Now, when you wake up, when you go to bed sick and you wake up with a different kind of sick and you have no voice, it's a little bit frustrating. Now, I have a very open throat chakra. Those of you who know me know that I don't typically have any problems speaking my truth. And my voice is just not usually an issue. So when I lose my voice, ooh, that is something to pay attention to. So this was really interesting. As I was going through my day and getting ready, I had my personal development course with Tassin Smith, and it was phenomenal. But I was getting ready for that, and I really wanted some lunch, and I was not feeling very well. And at home at that time was me, my two daughters, that 12-year-old, 10-year-old, and then the baby, and the other two children and hubby were gone. And I really wanted to have some sautéed vegetables and some rice. Now, this is something we've taught our children. They know how to cook. They're very good at it. This is what they do a lot for homeschool. I ordered this. My daughter's like, yep, that sounds great. And she went to start on that. And she's listening to her music and cutting the veggies. And I went to go get ready for my class to sit down on the couch. Was not feeling well. And she brought me a bowl not too long later and handed it to me. And I was like, all right, there's a bowl of vegetables and rice, but and with a pat of butter. And I went to take a bite and the carrots were crunchy and barely warm. And I got mad. I got really mad. So as an Aries sun opposite a Mars in Libra, other people can trigger my anger, especially children. And I got real mad. Now, this has been years since I've really had an explosion like this. Now, years is a big deal. But this wasn't really an explosion because I couldn't really talk. I could only whisper. So I went in the kitchen and I asked my daughter what she was doing and why these vegetables weren't cooked. And I was very particular about what I wanted. I just wanted some sauteed vegetables. So I went to put them back in the pan and I noticed that she'd taken the rice and put it into the pan with the vegetables and added just a bunch of water. And it was just a mush. It was just not good. So I ended up getting like furious at this point. And now I'm starting to yell. But I couldn't yell because all I could do was whisper. So here's the karmic shit show here. I am now pulling my hair, like grabbing my hair and whispering really loud and trying to yell while I'm whispering. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. If you were watching this from an outside perspective, number one, you'd probably think, oh, that poor mom. And then you'd probably think, oh my God, this is hilarious. So my other daughter, being the smart child she is, grabs the baby and just slowly removes herself from the room. Meanwhile, I'm trying to yell and just have a tantrum, basically, at this 12-year-old who, frankly, just screwed up the lunch. Now, could I have offered gratitude and said thank you? Thank you for making me food. That was so nice of you. Yes, I could have. And I was sick and I didn't feel good. And I had just come off of giving a speech and we had just traveled for 4 days. And it was a very intense stress just the day before. And then I got laryngitis. So my faculties were down. My reserves were down. My bucket was empty and my heat was on. And I also know my solar return assignment for this year and that the planet of relationships is connected to the planet of chaos and nervous system triggers. So I was also aware of that. So while I'm trying to yell and trying to have this insane tantrum, and thank goodness my toddler was gone so that I could have this tantrum. If she was there, there's no way I could have had this. And I clearly needed this tantrum. Have not done it in a while, and I'm scream yelling, whispering. The daughter's just standing there looking at me like, I don't know what to do. And I hear somebody clear as a bell, like just behind my head to the left a little bit. And I hear them very matter of fact. And they're going, wow, we haven't done this in a long time. Look at us. This has been a really... It's been a really long time since we've done it. We used to do this every single day. Wow, remember? We used to have to call our spouse on the phone every day because we were losing our shit this bad all the time. Remember when the kids were little? Wow, good job us. We have not done this in a while. Clearly, you really... like I could hear this person, spirit, entity, voice, whatever. I could hear it clear. As if somebody was talking on the left side of me, a little bit above, as if you were like my husband's height, and just talking in a little bit deeper voice of mine, but just very observant and quite proud that it's been so long since we've done this. I could hear this person so well because I couldn't speak. I couldn't yell. I couldn't anything, although I was trying, and it probably was comedy gold. Eventually, I was able to calm myself down. I went to my course, my personal development class. We did our check-ins, and I was able to whisper to them what had just happened. And they were so supportive and so kind and so loving, all of the ladies in there. And it was so healing for me on so many weird levels. But one of the things I knew was that I needed to recognize how much nervous system work I have done, how much healing I have done, how far I've come, and to have some grace and compassion with myself. And that is definitely part of my assignment this year for my solar return, is to really understand that this is the curriculum. This is what I'm here for this particular year, to do a lot of teaching about the things I've learned and probably where Rambling Ram is, you know, going and where this is coming from, because my son this year is placed right in the ninth house, and that is being the teacher and sharing my wisdom. And my wisdom is Pallas Athena, and she's connected super easily to my son this year. So I got to teach my lessons, and my lessons come in weird ways. And solar return readings have been one of the biggest lessons for me to really just get it, get what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing this year. Oh, get it. Okay, last year it was very cocoony. Everything was in the 12th house. Everything was in the first and second house. I was very much doing a lot of healing, a lot of me work, a lot of personal stuff at home. Yeah, of course. I just had a baby. I was trying to figure out what we were doing. Now this year I get to come out and teach and speak and share all of the weird, all of the good, all of the bad, all of the ugly, and all of the amazing lessons that I learn. So I can't wait to keep exploring with you to see what comes out with this rambling ram, because I never know. But this needed to be talked about today is how helpful solar return charts are and how beneficial they can be, not only to you, but your family members, your work, right? Knowing if work is going to be a struggle this year, or if your boss is going to be driving you nuts, or if maybe you're going to be getting, you know, working on promotions. There's so many things to look at in that solar return assignment. So it's my favorite thing. I say that all the time. It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing to do. I love doing that. I love doing anything astrology, but relationship work, family dynamics, doing readings for families and couples and children and parents, and then helping with solar returns, right? Helping with assignments, understanding the curriculum. Those are probably my top two, I think. I'll probably change that soon too and make that be something else. Ah. But thank you for joining me. Isn't that a crazy story, my scream yelling? That's the brilliant random wisdom that I'm here to recognize and share. And again, solar return chart for me, Mercury is immediately next to my career, my midheaven this year, 1-2 degrees away. So I get to go bold and brave with that Aries sharing, Aries energy, Mercury, and I get to share in a very mature way and recognize all of these lessons that come to us in all the various ways, whether it's scream whispering with no voice because the carrots weren't cooked, or whether it's helping a business partner out who is wondering why she's struggling to put out her energy into social media and put her content out, when in fact I pulled up her solar return chart and I said, oh, that's not where your energy's needing to be going this year. It's here, here, and here instead. And if you do that work, that'll be easier for you to put out. But then I brought up next year's chart, and sure enough, next year is when a lot of the outer stuff happens. So she doesn't have to be so concerned about why isn't this happening this year? Because you got to set up the foundation this year, first, second, third house. Next year, 8, 9, and 10. So very different energies. And she went, that feels better. We just did that just an hour before this. So many great ways to use these charts and this information. And my job is to help you understand when, where, why, what, how, and what to do with it, and how to work with it, play with it. That feels nice. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for tuning in to the Rambling Ram. You can catch our new course up on Patreon very soon. And that will be surrounding the nervous system and astrology, nervous system regulation, and self-care, really. So we're going to be putting that out soon. And then we will be back next week with the transits for May. Can you believe that? It's already the transits episode for the next month. Woo! This has definitely been a hang on to your butts month for me, though. I am definitely feeling all of the intense energy that we chatted about with our last transit episodes. So I hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in. We so appreciate you all. And like and share if you haven't sent this to someone you love that would love it, please do so. Thanks so much. Catch you next time. Thank you for joining Ram and Goat Astrology and tuning in to the Rambling Ram. We can't wait to have you back next week. Be sure to check us out on Patreon or buy us a coffee and support the show financially. Your support means everything. Thank you.